We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We thank Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, for his time and for his patience. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you. I remember you were with us when you were first named the voice of the Tigers, and you do a tremendous job. You really do. And that's in every sport.
No, thank you very much. It's awfully kind.
Tell me about, I guess, a reaction in the booth when the targeting call was made against Devin White and the veracity of that, and also, to me, the idiocy, and I don't mean to lead the witness, but the idiocy of the suspension policy when it comes to that.
It's funny you should ask me. In fact, I was excited when the producer called yesterday to ask if I could come on it. Nobody here in Baton Rouge has asked me about it. And, you know, interestingly enough, I spent a day back in early August at the SEC office for the sole purpose of meeting with Steve Shaw, the head of officials, as well as going through the collaborative replay war room, if you will, which was an eye-opening experience.
So, Chris, let me interrupt for a second. That's where they sit you down and show you different plays and examples of this or that?
Exactly. They show us different plays, have us, you know, kind of look at what it's like in real time, had us in the three chairs and you know, put us on a clock to make a decision with three people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, show you how the process works, which, again, was a great eye-opening and very educational experience. And I learned a lot of things. But for that particular play, you know, as the play happened, you know, my job is to follow the football.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Devin White breathing down on Nick Fitzgerald, but the ball comes out, and I'm looking downfield. So the interception happens. There's flags everywhere. We are privy to several replays in our booth immediately, so we see that there's contact made. My initial thought was, here comes roughing the passer. They'll negate the interception. It'll be a first down Mississippi State, and this game will continue on. Then they start to huddle up, and then Doug Morrow, who's knows more about football than I'll ever imagine,
mm-hmm.
you know, starts to talk about, hey, they may be discussing possible targeting. So, again, we go back and watch the replay, and, yeah, there's contact to the helmet, but to me, contact was made prior to the helmet's hitting, almost in an incidental way.
With his hands, he pushes him with his hands, and the contact is incidental and accidental. Would you not agree?
Correct. Okay. And here's where the education in Birmingham came in. In those meetings, they talked about there was no tweak to the college rule of targeting for 2018, and specifically that they felt like they had made the ruling. Here's what the rule is. Now it's about educating coaches and players on the correct way to tackle and avoid targeting. And I will not forget the words were said, we tell the guys to teach their guys, eyes up, arms out, and you won't have to worry about targeting 99.9% of the time. That stuck with me. In fact, I wrote it down in my notes that day. So as they're going to the replay, we began to talk, and I mentioned to both Doug and Gordy, and Gordy Rush, who does sidelines, was in those meetings with me, and we started talking through the process, and I said, well, you see Devin's arms up. In the first replay, they showed from the back camera, so you don't see Devin White's head, per se, until contact is made. But then they show the sideline cam and the upper cam, and you see – clearly, his eyes are up. His face mask is right at Nick Fitzgerald with the arms going into the chest. Now, again, there's incidental contact. And it also appeared to us that Fitzgerald, in trying to avoid making that kind of contact, kind of turned his head to the left, which, again, after contact made in the chest, driving through the player, sure, Devin White and Nick Fitzgerald touched helmets. So I immediately go back to that session in Birmingham and say, you know, they're going to look at targeting because I'm sure to the guys on the field, they saw contact, they saw Nick Fitzgerald's body and the way his head moved. No question, they're probably going to pull the flag, and I don't blame them because simply that's where we are in football today. They're trying to protect players, and I certainly understand that and applaud them for that.
Chris,
but then when watching the replay, I expected them to come back and say possibly roughing the passer, again, negating the interception, giving the ball back to Mississippi State. but not in a million years did I think they would come back with targeting and disqualify him from the game and take him out of the first half of the next game against Alabama. That one was just, to me, too severe.
Very interesting. SEC offices in summertime, and it took the, I guess, clinic. What do you call it, Chris?
Yeah, it was kind of an officials clinic. Steve Shaw hosted it, head of officials. And, again, I brought all the radio teams in and spent the day over there and kind of went over the changes to any new rules and had video specifically, you know, targeted towards that, pardon the pun, and then took a tour of the actual collaborative replay war room. I did want to say this, Tommy, again, going back to my point about Devin White's hit, I thought it was a missed opportunity for the conference office. Let's say they had ruled roughing the passer, or let's say they hadn't ruled anything at all and let the play stand. And there may have been an argument from Mississippi State that, you know, their Fitzgerald quarterback had been roughed and maybe even targeted. I thought it was an opportunity for the SEC to say, again, what they said to us this summer, is that it was incidental helmet contact, if any at all, but the start of the hit was a clean football play with arms out and, more importantly, eyes up, and the contact not coming from the crown of the helmet, which kind of leads me to what you were asking before the break.
Number 30 for Alabama, almost killing a Tennessee quarterback.
Here's what I think a lot of people also don't know, because I didn't know this until going to Birmingham. Basically, in that collaborative replay war room, every play of the ball game is being reviewed in real time. Those three that sit in the chair are watching each play, and if they have a question about something, they can immediately get the replay back. And if before the next play is snapped, they feel like either the officials on the field or the replay official inside the stadium missed it, they can call for a replay.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's hard for me to understand two things. One, I don't blame the officials on the field for looking to see whether targeting was there. Based on the way the body action looked, it made sense for them to think there could be targeting. How it took a minute and less than 15 seconds for them to review and say, oh, no, it was clearly targeting, that's a little surprising.
But in terms of that, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But the fact that the play against Tennessee was not only missed by the officials on the field, the replay official in the booth at Neyland Stadium, and three replay officials who probably saw that play not only in real time but also played back to them, it's hard to fathom, really. But it goes to show what I believe, which is as much as they tout the collaborative replay, and it certainly is a step in the direction that many conferences will soon follow if they haven't already, it's still not perfect. It's flawed. And it was a perfect example of that on Saturday. You either have no targeting for both of those plays or targeting for both. That's just the way it has to be.
I'm just curious, in the war room, is it always the same three people that are the replay officials?
No, from what I understand, there's a group of former officials that either have retired or gotten out of the actual day-to-day on the field officiating that kind of rotate in. I believe that's what we were told. It's not a lot of people. It's a handful of trusted individuals who have the experience and have the knowledge of the game. But technically, it's not necessarily just officials from the SEC as well. I have a good friend of mine who was a veteran in the ACC for years, and he's part of that collaborative crew from time to time. So it's a revolving group, but it's quite a setup of technology. It literally looks like something NORAD would run. Plenty of screens, almost every angle you can think of, and it comes back to them. You know, if they want to see something, they say it, and all of a sudden it's right there on their screen, and they can actually manipulate it, slow motion, zoom in, all the things that you would be able to or want to be able to do to make sure the call gets right.
Chris, I appreciate your time. I really do, and I hope you can come on next week as we get close to the game.
Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet, Chris. Thank you. We appreciate your time. Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers. Phone lines are open when we come back. What do you think of the Devin White suspension? Do you think the SEC really, the officials really favor Alabama over everybody else? And somebody texted this in terms of the suspension policy, and I was talking about the last minute of the first half. Then you sit the second half of the game, but you can come back the next week. If you do it in the last second of the first second of the second half, then you got to miss the first week of next week, as the first half of next week as well. But somebody said, well, what if you target in the last 3 minutes of the second half? Are you telling me they only go out for 3 minutes of the game. What should the policy be?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.